This presentation of Marshall Rosenberg, entitled Intimate Relationships, is part of the Corona 2000 recording series.
Have a specific intimate relationship in mind that you'd like to rapidly apply the process to. Okay, so there's several. Okay, so we will... You have no problems in your intimate relationship. After all I've given to you... You still are not satisfied.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
The jackals are yapping at your heels.
Yes, yes, yes. Always. Yeah. They're consistent. Okay, so what we will do is we'll, today, this morning and this afternoon, use those relationships to try to give you an active chance to practice, stopping them from time to time to help make some clarity of theory that we can all use. So let me give you about 5 minutes of theory and then a warm-up exercise everybody can do, and then we'll get into the relationships. First, the theory. I'd like to get clear how I use the word love. It's to me a very important word. If all of the basic religions on the planet kind of stress this concept, it obviously has been important to us as human beings for a long time all over the planet. And I tried to figure out why several years ago, every time I heard the word love, I wanted to vomit. And I realized that I had gotten exposed to such a disgusting and tragic definition of it in the culture in which I grew up. So let's just real for fun, just the first thing that pops into your mind, love is what? Write it down. What is love? So real quick, let's just hear a few of these. What is love?
Yeah. Feeling full.
Feeling full.
Joyful.
Joyful.
Making someone else's needs as important as mine.
Making someone else's needs as important as your own, yeah.
Learning.
Learning.
Laughing and playing together.
Laughing and playing together.
Hell.
Irrational.
Irrational. Moment by moment feeling of connection.
Moment by moment feeling of connection, yeah.
Power, nurturing, weakness, control, and loss.
Ooh. That's your associations. That's what I ask him for. That's
acceptance, caring, desiring, grace, good for the beloved, mystery.
Mm-hmm. For me, the one that I came to aware that was my, I didn't trust the word love very much, is for me it was a feeling. It was like a warm, gushy, cuddly, tender feeling, which is what I thought love was. And this threw me off in learning what the major religions had to offer me for a long time, because when I read, you know, love your enemy as yourself, or, you know, oh yeah, I'm supposed to have warm, gushy feelings toward Hitler. Forget it. And so I thought that if that's what love is, it's bullshit. But of course, I then started to see, no, there had to be some beauty that I was overlooking, and I must not be understanding things. So, essentially what for me now love is a very precious need. It's a need, a central need of human beings. That's how I use it. It's my definition as I use it. It's a need. But now, because it's such a central, important need, it's real clear, if ever we were clear about present requests. That's one that we need to get crystal clear about, being clear what we want from other people to meet the need. Because again, in the culture I grew up in, the way I was taught that to define the actions to meet this need for love were pretty sickening also. just the music. If you listen to the music, you know, I ain't nothing without you, baby. And it was like love almost always meant not to be oneself. One was to be a slavish appendage to this other creature, dependent on this other, had dependency all mixed up, a lot of scary stuff in it. So it took me a while to get clear, what actions do I want from other people to meet my need for love? Recently, someone gave me a book. I wish I could think of the author's title. Some of you may know about it. They did some research about how there's really about five different kinds of things that different people want to meet their need for love. And then in intimate relationships, if the two people have different requests for love, they don't realize that the reason the other person's love isn't getting met is that they just have different requests for it. So let's imagine that someone asks you the most wonderful giraffe question, a central giraffe question. What could I do to make life more wonderful for you? And specifically, please tell me what I could do to meet your need for love. So assuming that for a while you're willing to go with my definition of the word love as a need, so what could, if somebody wanted to know what they could do